Hey there, restaurant pros. It's David Scott Peters, and welcome to episode 95 of the Restaurant Prosperity Formula. I've been coaching restaurant owners since 2003, and the Restaurant Prosperity Formula is based on what the most successful restaurant owners I've worked with do on a daily basis to achieve their success. The basic premise of the formula centers around achieving prosperity, freedom of your restaurant, and the financial freedom you deserve. To achieve prosperity, you have to follow a very specific formula made up of leadership, systems, training, accountability, and taking action. Today, I want to talk about how it's time for every restaurant owner to embark on change or possibly get swallowed up by the shifting sands of industry change and financial stresses we're all facing as restaurant operators today. Let's get started. But first, a word from our sponsor. We all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, it can be challenging for even the most experienced of us to manage costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Go to www.marginedge.com/DSP to learn more and schedule your demo today. In the shadow of a global catastrophe that has spared no corner of our lives, it's been heartbreaking to witness some of the most industrious and passionate individuals among us, restaurant owners facing unprecedented challenges. The COVID-19 pandemic laid bare a stark truth. A significant number of restaurants operated on a financial razor's edge. With only a fragile cushion of cash flow, barely enough to cover a few weeks. This precarious situation was magnified when suddenly the bustling dining rooms went silent and the kitchens cooled, a stark termination of sales that many could not withstand. The aftermath was a wake-up call to the importance of resilience. Yet distressingly, not all have heeded this, well, incredible lesson that cash is king, that we've got to make change in our industry. As the crisis deepened, government intervention, while it was well-intentioned, were mired in delays and uncertainties. Remember the PPP loans? Despite their eventual forgiveness, there was a labyrinth of conditions and confusion. The RTC funds, aimed to keep teams together, ironically, seemed to reward those who ceased operations over those who battled on. Right? Think about the money that you got, this free money. Yet some operators who closed their doors got multiple times the amount that you got because you actually battled through. And then there's the EIDL loans. These loans presented a siren song of low interest capital, tempting many to overextend without addressing the underlying operational inefficiencies plaguing their establishments. Each one of these things brought in money that allowed operators, independent operators just like you, to ignore the inefficiencies, the problems in running the restaurant, the fact that they were always losing some amount of money. But because they had sales, they could, well, grow past their problems. They could hide their inefficiencies. And so all this money that came in continued the same practices. Instead of it customers giving you money, it was the government giving you money. But no one changed. This convergence of factors has left me, well, deeply troubled. My life's work has been to mentor and guide independent restaurant owners towards survival. Not just survival, I should say, but true prosperity. Through every conceivable medium, digital, print, and in person, I've strived to impart, well, the wisdom of financial understanding and operational excellence. And despite these efforts, too many wait until they're teetering on the edge before seeking help that could steer them back from, well, the brink, or just their ability to have a life outside their restaurant. This reluctance to seek help and embrace necessary change isn't just a financial gamble. It's a profound existential risk to the very soul of our industry. No amount of external funding can substitute for the hard internal work required to rebuild our businesses on firmer ground. Yet, there remains a glimmer of hope, a path to recovery and prosperity that I've laid out time and time again, rooted in disciplined financial planning and rigorous operational efficiencies. What brought this to the top of my mind? Well, I'll tell you, it was the fact that I just got back from Las Vegas, where I presented a seminar at both Pizza Expo and Bar and Restaurant Expo called Conquer Budgeting Fears and Empower Financial Success. Now, for starters, I get amped. I mean, absolutely amped up when I get a room full of restaurant pros who want to learn and make change. What frustrates me is that I know for a fact that many in the audience are dealing with the challenges we just talked about. The challenge that they failed to change over the years, and now their EIDL payments have started, which is putting them back into a cash flow crunch. And do know, I let it be known to my audience what I was thinking and why I was so passionate about it. See, I know this because over the last 6 to 12 months, I have members who have had, well, they've had to add a line item to their budgets for the EIDL payments. And many never realized the negative impact those payments were going to have on their cash flow. They thought it was cheap money. How could I pass up on this low interest money? Yet they borrowed so much and what? Used it. Now, some made additions or bought equipment and did things, but some continued the labor sucking practices, the food cost devastating practices by not having recipe cards, not having a budget, not controlling labor, by doing the same thing they've always did. But instead of having their customers, the customers bring in the sales that covered their ills, they used the government's money. Now, as we stand here at a crossroads, the urgency for action has never been clearer. The shifting sands beneath our industry, the relentless upward march of costs from labor to supplies, and the ever-expanding demand of technology, they're not just challenges, but existential threats. To hesitate now is to concede defeat, to surrender to the forces that threaten to engulf us. But it doesn't have to be this way. The foundational pillars of restaurant prosperity I advocate for, meticulous budgeting and precise recipe costing, are not just tools, but lifelines, capable of guiding us out of the swamp and into the light of financial and personal freedom. These aren't mere theoretical concepts, but practical, proven strategies that have transformed countless restaurants from mere survivors into thriving, prosperous enterprises. For those who have journeyed with me, whether for a brief moment or over the years, the time for passive observation is over. The moment to embrace change, to commit to the hard but rewarding path of transformation is now. This is not merely an invitation, but a bugle call to action. Consider the stark reality we've faced. Businesses built on passion, but hobbled by inefficiency, teetering on the brink of collapse under the weight of debt and operational shortfalls. This doesn't have to be your story. The path to a different future, a future of prosperity, freedom, and the joy in the work you love, is within your grasp. Reaching out, taking that first step may seem daunting, but it's a decision that can redefine your life and legacy. Engaging with our group coaching programs, attending our seminars, or simply starting with my book can mark the beginning of your transformation. It's a journey not just towards financial stability, but towards reclaiming your life, towards the joy and satisfaction that drew you into this industry in the first place. So I urge you, don't let another day, another moment of uncertainty and struggle define you. Reach out to Ryan James, who is a member mentor on my team, who, like you, is a restaurant owner, who joined my program, made huge change in his business, has the freedom now to help me help you figure out if our program may be right for you. So reach out to Ryan today, and let's explore together how we can turn the tide, how we can build a future defined not by the challenges we face, but by the successes we've achieved together. Email Ryan at ryan@davidscottpeters.com. Again, that's ryan@davidscottpeters.com. And let this be the first step towards the future you've always dreamed of, but perhaps never believed possible. A future where your restaurant isn't just a place of business, but a beacon of prosperity, a testament to the resilience and spirit to those who dare to dream and to do. By emailing Ryan, you're letting him know you want to jump on a 15 to 20 minute call where he can learn more about you and your restaurant, what your challenges are, and whether one of our group coaching programs might be a good fit for you and your opportunity to change, to operate more efficiently with a full management team in place, make the money you deserve, and more importantly, have a life. As I reflect on the journey we've embarked on together today, I'm reminded of the countless stories of resilience, determination, and transformation that have marked, well, the path of restaurateurs who have dared to dream, dared to change. The road to prosperity is not an easy one. It's fraught with challenges, setbacks, and at times heartache. But it's also a road paved with triumphs, successes, and the unparalleled joy of achieving a dream that's been long held. This journey isn't about financial stability or operational efficiency. It's about rediscovering the passion that led you to open your restaurant in the first place. It's about creating a space that not only nourishes bodies, but also souls, a place that stands as a pillar of your community, offering not just meals, but memories, connections, and a sense of belonging. By reaching out to Ryan, you're taking the first step towards not just saving your restaurant, but elevating it to heights you may have once thought unreachable. You're deciding that your story won't be one of the what could have been, but one of what truly is, a tale of success, fulfillment, and a life well lived, both within the walls of your restaurant and beyond. Remember, the choice to seek change is more than just a business decision. It's a declaration of your commitment to your dream, your team, and your community. It's a testament to your courage to face the challenges head on and emerge victorious, setting a standard for what it means not just to be a restaurant owner, but a true leader in every sense of the word. So, as we conclude this call to action, let it not end in a way that this be the end, but let it end in a way that this might be your beginning, a first step on a journey that towards a future bright with potential, prosperity, and a profound joy of achieving the freedom and life you've always envisioned. It's time to take control of your destiny, to transform your restaurant into a thriving enterprise you know it can be. And in doing so, transform your life. Reach out to Ryan. Let your voice be heard and embark on this transformative journey with us. Together, we'll navigate a path to restaurant prosperity armed with the tools, knowledge, and support you need to succeed. The future you've dreamed of is not only possible, it's within your grasp. Let's make it a reality together. Email Ryan today at ryan@davidscottpeters.com. Your journey towards a brighter tomorrow starts now. Hey, that was an awesome episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to take action on building a better, more prosperous restaurant. Before you go, I want to give you these three thoughts. One, by combining leadership and taking action with systems and training being checked by accountability, you are on your way to creating prosperity for you and your restaurant. Two, I have something I need from you. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. By leaving us a review, other restaurant pros seeking out this information are able to find it. I read the reviews, and hearing how this information has benefited you does wonders for me. And three, if you find any of the discussions helpful, share them. The more restaurant pros who have access to them, the better we become as an industry. For more restaurant resources or to get in contact with me, connect with me at davidscottpeters.com. Be passionate about what you're doing. Be persistent, but more importantly, become better and help everyone around you become better. And your restaurant is going to kick some ass.